style of music. I've done country and all the other stuff, but I honestly am like going black and hardcore. So there's hardcore. But what makes it blackened? I don't like how.
Just adding like elements of black metal to it. So like tremolo riffs and like those high, like ear piercing vocals, but still with like a gritty, you know, like hardcore vibe.
Now, how did like so what, like this band that you're with, Sinner? How long has this band been around? This
is like 2013. We actually got together and we just started writing some music and. It was sort of different when we first got together. We didn't really have a vision in mind for any kind of genre. We just kind of just were playing aggressive music, and it kind of just shaped into us enjoying, you know, hardcore, but like also enjoying those bits of black metal that that we throw in.
So the band gets together. Different members in the band, were they from the black metal background or hardcore, like different genres within that?
Yeah, so like our guitarist is like a little bit like they're a little bit more into like the metal side of the genres, whereas like our drummer and myself, so like I kind of listen to pretty much everything, but my drummer, he's all into the beat down hardcore stuff, so he's always showing us cool stuff there, and we just kind of just mesh it together. It just kind of happens so naturally, and I think it's just because we've been friends for quite a while. It came so naturally.
Sure. Hey, so you started this band back in 2013 with these. Now, is it all the same members from 2013 until now?
We've had a few member switches. Our old drummer and guitarist aren't with us anymore. They've moved on to other projects. But yeah, we're still standing with three of the originals.
Yeah. How did you get started with your label Pink Lemonade?
I got started with them because I'm in another band that's kind of based out of Hamilton. I'm in another band called Hellbent, and they approached us straight away to have something in part of their label. And then I figured I'd get two birds stoned at once and try. try and get my other band on there. And you know what? They were super receptive of it.
Yeah. So you also been doing some tour. When did you finish doing your last of your tours in March? When did that end? Because you did like a 10-day East Coast tour from Halifax back to Hamilton.
So the last date of that tour was March 1st. We kind of like just by the skin of our teeth just managed to play one last show before pretty much everything shut down.
Everything shut down, yeah. So when you were going out east, as far as a black and hardcore band style of music, is your crowds primarily all ages or is it like a spice?
All ages. We typically, like anybody and everybody, we invite anybody to listen to our band. We have no care who does, as long as you're listening.
As long as you're listening. But how was the attendance? Because if you've been playing in St. Catharines here, the Niagara region, the Hamilton region. How was the attendance going out east for you at this point?
It was our first time that we went out east. Actually, it was surprisingly well. We went out with a band from Kingston called Trauma Model. And the both of us, we managed to like at least have some, like, I'd say like 50 people per show. Like, there were some pretty good shows. There were some duds, but that's going to happen.
Oh, that happens with everything, yeah. But I always ask about that just to see, because you always want to find out about how, like, the response is and what people are getting into in different regions of Canada, that sort of thing. You know, because to me, when you say East Coast music, I always get hit with the whole, like, the older style of music of the East Coast, and then I get the Winter Sleep. I remember, Winter Sleep is big out there, those style of bands, that sort of thing, but I don't think I've ever chatted with anyone who said, you know, hey, hardcore is really strong in Eastern Canada, right?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say it's necessarily, like, a hot spot. I would probably say, like, actually out west is a bit more of a hot spot for, like, hardcore.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, when was the last time you
went
out
west?
Not yet, though, with this. Hopefully soon,
hopefully.
Though. That's what we're hoping on. You get a couple tracks that you put up on Bandcamp, or your most recent stuff. There's two up there, Wraith and Stone Swine. Tell me about Stone Swine.
Yeah, so that song kind of came together just after our one guitarist joined the band, and we were just, like, noodling around, and someone started playing a riff, and next thing you know, by the end of the practice, the whole song was written. And I typically like to bring fiction into, you know, my lyrical ideas. So that song is pretty much just about like a cursed statue that stands above the town and has everybody under control with its, you know, gaze.
Where do you, when you say that you like to bring fiction into your writing for the band, what are you drawing that upon? Is that stuff that you're reading that you're exposed to, or is it just, you know, other culture within, like, watching films, television?
I think it's just a mishmash of all the culture that I indulge. I mean, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Hey, and tell me about Wraith, the second one, because Stone Swine is like a 3 minute 52, and the next one clocks in at around 6 minutes and 13 seconds. Do you guys, for lengthwise of songs, is it always between 3 and 6, or do you ever write just 2 minutes?
It's pretty much between 3 and 6. I don't know if that ever is kept in mind while writing any tunes, but I would say just like, I think that one in particular, we just couldn't stop writing.
So does that mean sometimes when you guys get up on stage, you'll do a song that's typically recorded around, say, your 3 to 15 minutes, but on stage you'll jam it out just a little bit longer?
We've definitely done that before, maybe not with those tunes, but there's definitely been some songs where we had to kind of fade out the recording, but live we'll drag it out a little bit longer. Hey, this is Phil from Cinna. You can check us out at our Bandcamp at bandcamp.com/sinnerculture.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here. And on the line with you right now is a man in the middle of an antipasto plate. His name's Robert Gogo. The name of the band is Method of Madness. And his wife rules, because if she made him this when he was in the studio all day, she's a good woman. Sir, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I can appreciate the fact that your wife made you an antipasto plate, because mine does that too. And it's just like, those are the best.
Yeah. Well, I was in the studio all morning, man. And we have 11 tracks that we just recorded for our new album. Yeah. And we have all the root tracks and all the bass tracks down. Right. So we're just going over everything with the keyboard player. And I've been working in the studio all morning. So,
Yeah. And you're ready to get home and hungry. And then I call. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
yeah.
Man. So you're doing the new album. But tell me about the one that you released in April.
We released the Welcome to the World of Madness album. It's 11 songs on the album. Just hard rock tunes. And it was April 29th it released. It released through Artillery Music, which is – they released it through Spotify and everything.
Okay.
It's been doing well. I mean, we just have to get out and play. That's the biggest thing. Huh? Yeah. We released this album during COVID.
Yeah. And everybody else has to get out and play. We're just not allowed at this point.
Yes, but we – took that time. We did play I think 3 live shows. Yeah. I think we played the Rock Pile February 21st. We headlined the Rock Pile on a Friday night, and then in Toronto, and then we played I think 2 shows down here in Niagara, and one was actually September 26th. So we ended up playing those shows, but in the meantime we're working on a new album.
Right. So taking the downtime to actually work on new material, that sort of thing. Now, when you say that you're in a studio, are you in someone else's studio, or do you have a studio built in your house?
I have a studio in my house, yeah.
So it's easier on you, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's called The Asylum.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Hey, man, you're from the St. Catharines area, and you said this is like a hard rock album. Is there elements of metal that's in your music? And does that come from being from the St. Catharines area? Because I've always noticed there's a lot of metal bands and metal type bands over years there.
The music takes me back to the Welland House days,
right,
and the Uncle Sam days in Niagara Falls.
St. Catharines. Oh, my God.
Yeah, St. Catharines is a little hub of just hard rockers, you know, and we're actually the home of 97.7 Hits FM, which is supposedly the best rock station in Canada. So
there you go. Nice plug for 97 Hits.
There you go.
Honestly, you need stations like that are still spinning that type of music and always supporting local music in that way, right? So,
well, I have to say they do support local music fantastically.
Because I've known about that station for years now, and I've always, like, I would always tune in and out between them, like especially back in the day, and they would always support bands from Hamilton, Toronto, whether it was just rock or harder rock, that sort of thing. So, even recently with their Battle of the Band stuff, doing that during COVID, they were still really super supportive of some Hamilton acts that entered as well.
Well, you know what? They haven't missed a year yet now.
Yeah.
So I'm
glad that you said that.
Yeah, they haven't missed a year. So, I mean, yeah.
Okay. So when is this next album coming out, buddy? Like, what's your
plan for that? Hopefully by June.
By June? Yeah.
Yeah, that's our albums. If you've ever listened to any of our albums, and like the Welcome to the World of Madness album, which is 11 songs, it's up on YouTube. So you can just punch up Method of Madness, go to YouTube. You can listen to the album for free. The whole album's there. Okay. It's a WAV file. So we pretty much give our music away for free. It's our live show that we try to sell you on.
Right. So come June, hopefully this next summer that's rolling around, and they have a vaccine for this stupid COVID nonsense and things open up a little bit. What are your thoughts on how long you can tour the next album?
I want to do, like, we had in our plans, in our sights, we had a cross Canada tour,
right,
which would be like probably about 26 cities across Canada, and then go to Europe. Like to go to Europe for at least, I'd like to do a handful of shows, at least 10 or 15 shows for sure. in Europe, you know, in all the major cities.
Well, you'll be, if this does happen, you'll be promoting a new album plus the last album, which you never really had a chance to plug.
It's a two-for-oner. It just went from a 90-minute show to the madness. You want to check us out? Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Facebook. And check out our official site on Instagram.
listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Hey, folks, my next guest is Kirk from Ida Bena, a band two parts Toronto, two parts Mississauga. And as you know, this whole Steel City Music thing's out of Hamilton. But I interview everyone from across Canada to the States and even Mississauga, even though with Mississauga, they always bring cold, wet weather and somehow it blows over here to Hamilton. But yet we will still talk to Kirk on the phone. Hey, Kirk, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for reaching out and contacting us. It's really cool for us.
I always throw the call to all the Facebook groups in Toronto and across Canada, that sort of stuff. I try to like give people as much exposure as I can, and I'm glad that you replied to all of that. Just a quick question, and before we get into your music and your band and everything, do you find that Facebook groups that you're posting to, that you're getting any sort of traction from people?
I think it really depends on the group and how, I guess, involved each of the members are. I'd say for the most part, it's been sort of